A new Census Bureau study finds the last count of the country's residents may be missing a significant share of non-US citizens who are living in the United States. The finding raises more questions about the accuracy of the 2020 census. And that comes with major implications on how political power and federal money are distributed around the country. NPR correspondent Hansi Lo Wong joins us now. Hi, Hansi.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So who exactly did this new report from the Census Bureau find were not counted? Because, Hansi, non-US citizens is a very broad category.
It is a broad category. And what the Census Bureau did was it used records from other government agencies and other data sources, and it came up with an estimate of the U.S. population on Census Day 2020. And its estimate was more than 2% higher than the actual results of the 2020 census. And the Bureau found that gap was likely driven by non-citizen residents who are identified through these records but are missing from the actual census results. And these non-citizen residents include, for example, unauthorized immigrants, green card holders, refugees, and asylees. And for this study, the Bureau could not match addresses for close to 20% of the non-citizens in its estimate with those counting the actual census results. So the Bureau says it's possible that a, quote, significant fraction of non-citizens living in the U.S. may be missing from the last census.
I mean, Hansi, some people may be wondering why non-U.S. citizens are even counted. Remind us briefly how this has previously worked in census counts. Why is it necessary to count everyone, regardless of citizenship status?
Well, this goes back to the U.S. Constitution. Section 2 of the 14th Amendment requires a count every 10 years of the, quote, whole number of persons in each state, unquote. And those numbers are used to redistribute the number of seats in the House of Representatives each state gets, which also determines how many Electoral College votes each state gets. And census results are also used to redraw voting districts. And, you know, we can't forget about money. We're talking about some $1.5 trillion every year in federal money for Medicare, Medicaid, other public services that's distributed to local communities based in part on census results. So whenever there's an undercount of non-citizens, for example, the communities where they live face the risk of not getting their fair share of political representation and federal money.
Okay. And there were a lot of worries about how the Trump administration's interference with the census affected the count. What does the report say about how that could have led to potential undercount of non-citizens?
You know, there's no direct mention of the Trump administration's interference with the census, but this is certainly important context for understanding what may have happened here. The Bureau's earlier research warned of a risk of an undercount of households with non-citizens after the Trump administration announced its failed push to add a census question about a person's U.S. citizenship status. And the Bureau held focus groups for the census marketing campaign, and many participants told the Bureau they were going to ignore the census because they were afraid of how responses to a citizenship question could be misused by the Trump administration to deport unauthorized immigrants. You know, the Supreme Court ultimately blocked the question from the 2020 census. It did not appear, but many census watchers have been worried about a chilling effect on participation in the census, especially among non-citizens.
Okay. And do we know why the Census Bureau did this study?
Well, the Census Bureau is trying to come up with other ways of doing a head count in time for the 2030 census to specifically improve the count of historically undercounted groups.
Hansi Lo Wong is an NPR correspondent. Hansi, thank you.